Stay.
So this is T-Touch for You, Cellular Wisdom, Sunday, February 9th. And this is the after class continuation.
Thank you. So, Sally, what I would love to, you like to read, don't you?
Yes, when I have time now.
Well, in this case, I think it's essential actually to take the time, at least start on that book. It's the Heart Math, which, you know, it's on my book list, which one? It talks about the freeze frame. It's a book that got me really started on this understanding of heart rate, heart coherence and heart rate variability, and then with a understanding of the difference between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, the state of rest and recovery. And remember what I heard Beth say was, you know, that she was angry at her heart. And Beth, it's totally normal. If you think about this concept from the Course in Miracles, that aggression comes from a place of fear. And it's a cry for help. And it's normal for us to be angry with the parts that we can't control. But we can affect them from our breath and our intention and our smiles and our love. And singing to your heart would be just lovely. Did any of the animals come to you? For instance, was there any animal that was there particularly that you could call in to help you to in either in physical or in imagination snuggle up to you and help you with this? Oops, can you unmute yourself?
Who are you asking?
Oh, Beth, sorry. I'm looking right at you, Beth.
Well, I see you looking at me. Actually, I was late because I was having trouble with my monitor thing.
And
I missed the journey, and I sent a text to somebody else in the group saying, make notes while it's clear in your mind, because I knew that it would be a day or so before the recording comes up, because I thought, I need this journey. So okay. Sorry I missed it.
So I can just tell you briefly, we went into the forest as usual. You know, we really feel just imagining you're feeling the breath of the earth and call all the animals around you. You want to be with you. The animals who are still in your physical world and those who are past. And then any of the other animals, just who might be showing up. And then we brought in the Pegasus and they joined us and walked beside us. And I invited people to put their hand on their back or, you know, just walk with them for that very reason, because Pegasus reminds us of our oneness. And then we just connected with the trees and all of what we normally do. And then what we did, just as a little review, we sat down and we imagined ourselves out in front of us and started doing some tea touches on it, and then transferred that from imagining out in front of us to actually touching our own bodies and seeing where in this form that we see out here, where is there a lot of light and where is there absence of light? Where do we need that light? And then do tea touches on your own body where you need that light and call in the sparkles. You can do this. And what was important then, I asked each person to imagine, after we'd done this a while, imagine a vessel that would hold your form, hold this 100 trillion cells of light, thinking that, and bringing up the reminder in Joan King's first chapter that every cell is a genius. What is that genius? It's the divine spark. It's that divine consciousness in every cell. That's what makes a heart beat and what makes our breath work and the blood flow. So start talking as you're touching, start talking to that divine consciousness in every cell. And then we can begin to see, so it's in this human body, you know, there's stuff that's not working as well. And you've already found it. You're starting to sing to it and love it. That's the challenge, is to love the parts of our body that aren't working as well as they used to. And it brings tremendous fear. And Sally, that's what you said. You talked about the fear. And as soon as you started breathing, your heart rhythm changed. Because when we're afraid, what do? Hold our breath. Hold our breath.
And of course, in Miracles says that the opposite of fear isn't hate, the opposite of love isn't hate, it's fear.
Absolutely.
Of course, in Miracles since the early 80s.
Yeah.
You know that, but I forget, you know.
We forget, and we have to keep being reminded of it. Love is letting go of fear. I love that little tiny book that Terry Jampolsky wrote 30 years ago.
Me too.
You know, and it's fascinating. And the thing I want to remind you of is that I talked about it in the last class, and that is that I saw when I did one of the regressions I did at the Light Institute with Chris Griscom, I saw that in every cell in my body is every negative reaction that has ever been felt by any person on this planet. And it's part of our human makeup. It's just who we are. And that's a great opportunity to become conscious and recognize that and release that, own it and release it. And when I did this that session at the end, I went walking in the riverbed with Chris after, and I said, okay, because this is 1984, I hadn't read that book by Jerry Jampolsky yet. And I said, so when I start to get rid of the fear, what takes its place? So you all know the answer, right? Love. It's really simple. Ha ha. But recognizing it, becoming conscious of it, you just have to support each other in the forgiving when we don't like it or when we're afraid. We have to forgive ourselves. And as soon as we do, and we can, that's why I say, call in your favorite animal. See who goes with you, Cindy. There were like passels of guardian angels around us, and there will be other guides there with you. See who's there to hold your hand. So I have I'd like a personal question to you. Do you have a connection with Jesus?
I do.
So this beautiful, it's one of the most important mantras, and it's around the world. I'm encapsulated in a bubble of Christ's light. Can be any light. If that's not true for you, it can be whatever. I'm encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. And get some help with this. Whatever help works for you, your guardian angels, the Christ energy, whatever is important to you. Divine. We're all right there. It's right there. So call in that help, because we need help. We have so much going on around us. Yeah.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions about this fear thing? How do we deal with this fear? And this Ho'oponopono, this Hawaiian prayer ritual of, you know, whatever the situation, you know, I'm sorry, forgive me, you know, thank you, as though it's done, you thank them. And then I love you. And that I love you is the hard part to understand. As I said numerous times, when I finally got it after years, that I love you is addressing that divine spark, that divine consciousness. That is our higher selves. Yes, we can love that. It's hard for many people to say, I love you. Because, you know, the tendency is to see the parts that you're not happy with. But that's where practicing the glass half full. Look at that half empty glass and say, I mean, what really helped me was during that intense refugee thing when I saw people lined sleeping on the streets of Salzburg, Austria, in the downtown sections of the shopping. Thousands of people there. Boy, it's not hard for me to give thanks for what I have after thinking of the journey that they're on. So find something for which you can be grateful. And it makes a huge difference.
I've been thinking a lot more about gratitude ever since your injury, because I was watching the things that you put online, and I am convinced that yes, you were surrounded with the healing from Sandy and Eleanor and Sage and your own healing, and that's a bunch of healing and a bunch of healing modalities. But I have said to anybody who would listen, I tell them about you and I tell them about your injury and your accident. And I say, what made the difference, I am convinced, is Linda's gratitude.
Totally.
I heard you loudly. And I can't always muster that gratitude. Yep. But I heard it.
So maybe, Beth,
I'm paying attention now.
Maybe what you can do is, instead of seeing your heart as personal, see it as a collection of what? Divine sparks. And if something has gone off in our system, as Eleanor is talking about systems, man, all the long discussions we've had in the last few, the last couple of weeks is really interesting, because doctors that she's talking to, they don't see the body as systems. They see it as cause and effect.
Right.
And it's your heart. And so, I have an idea. Are you happy that you have a heart?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, there's a place to start.
Yes, it is.
It could have stopped.
It could have
burst. And so that's what that's how I get to the point when I'm like, it's not often, but there are times, there's been a couple of times in the last few months when, boy, I needed someone to talk to. And then I just have to really go to that place. Okay, for what am I grateful? And I just start listing them. And that's one thing about your heart. Might not work at all. There's a place to start. And then think about it, the fear thing. The anger, the fact that you're not happy with that heart. What's the fear? Comes from fear. What's the fear? That it stops?
Yes. Here's death.
So maybe this is a fabulous opportunity for you to look at that. Is death real?
Oh, I know all of that, but then I still get <You know. laughs> I get in the fear anyway.
Got it. Well, of course. I say that, of course, but... It's I think it's our opportunity to look at it, and it's pretty interesting. So I'm really looking forward to finding what animal comes to help you. There's going to be some animal that's going to come around you and be right there and be able to put their head, paw, whatever, on your heart with you. What animals do you have at home?
I have a German Shepherd who's lying over there whom I adopted a few months ago. But he was sent to me by my Lily who crossed the Rainbow Bridge in the spring. And I always know Lily comes to me.
So Lily will probably be with you and get
there may be others, but I expect Lily will be there.
Yeah. And so start. I wish you could have seen Elizabeth Eckert in the Facebook. Oh, I was so excited when she, we've been talking about putting forehead to forehead with horses and with cats.
But oh, I do it with dogs.
What?
I do it with dogs.
Yeah, well, I've never seen it with a dog. And that's what she said.
All my dogs do.
Her dog has never done it before. And last night he got on the bed and put his forehead to hers. That's a gift, eh?
It is.
And ask Lily to put her forehead on your heart.
Okay.
No, or wherever she wants, but I, you know, you need the heart. You need her forehead on your heart.
I do.
So, yeah. Cool. So, Simla, I see you sitting here. I miss you. How is your baby experience? It's got to be just a magical, eh? Oh, you have to unmute yourself. I can't hear you.
Okay, now okay. You can hear.
Yes.
I put him on the bed because he started to sleep 5 minutes ago. So uh-huh. I put him on the bed. But uh-huh. he's always stay with us. He follow everything.
How old is he now?
8 months.
Oh.
8 months. Yes.
I want to see him next time when he's awake.
Yes, yes.
When he's awake.
I will call you and I show you to, I show to everybody next
that
time.
That would be lovely, yeah. And maybe do a little tea touch on him for us?
Yes, yes.
That would be lovely.
And we can make a tea touch on the head because I don't know if you know.
I lost you there. Oh no, you froze. Oh darn. You're
Vimala McLeod is there for children. It's not, my connection is not good. Vero? My connection is not very good. Yes. Sometimes I lose you. I will do tea touch on the head. And there is a very known woman. She say that tea touch on the head of the very young children is not always good, but I am not in the same idea of the same idea because it's important to touch head of children's. She say that it's possible it come out things from the bird when they can have some trauma on the head, but I think it's important for that reason to touch very gentle the head of the very small children. And so I will explain something maybe next time if you want.
Yes, absolutely. And this fear that you shouldn't touch a part that you might have fear on, that means the whole life they keep that fear of releasing that trauma.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's so interesting, eh?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Janice, I see you moving. How are you?
I'm okay, but I like to say too that the thing that came for me when we started was about self-forgiveness more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the hardest, isn't it?
Yeah. I was, I'm going to cry. But, it's like I need to move through that first before I can get to the love.
Yes, absolutely. And, yeah. And I mean, that... Could it be helpful to you? I mean, what's made such a difference with my arm is the fact that, you know, I was told that it may never be normal. That's what my doctor told me. That it's going to get inflamed in 2 months. It's going to get, the elbow's going to get inflamed, all of this stuff. And so what I had hope from one doctor friend who's not my doctor, he's in California. But he's a orthopedic surgeon who has a hospital, and I was at his wedding 35 years ago. And so he said he could help me anyway. He would be happy to help. And he said, just start using your arm, Linda. The other doctor said, after 6 weeks, he told me, don't lift any more than a coffee cup after I was already working on horses and doing this stuff. So what I'd like to do is encourage you, from what I've learned from this arm, encourage you to start finding the areas of your body that you could assign another animal or something else to than yourself.
Okay, yeah.
And maybe by doing it, is it okay if I say what's going on with you?
Yes.
So yes. Maybe, would you mind explaining it?
I had rheumatoid arthritis for 41 years. And
And so she had knee replacements, right? In both knees?
Yes, both knees have been replaced, yes.
And has that helped?
Yes, it has. It has helped. It has helped. But I have to say that that was in 2004. And when I went in for that surgery, I really thanked my knees for doing the best they could for as long as they could. And that it would be okay with the knee replacements. And I just blessed them because I knew they were going to take parts out, you know. And I still feel okay about that.
Yeah. And what level of function does it give you with your knees?
Well, a great deal more than I had at the time, because at the time I was walking on crutches and I couldn't straighten either leg. One wouldn't bend at all and the other one was permanently bent. So now at least I can walk fairly normally. I can't kneel down, but the fact that I can be mobile and walk is has been just a godsend for me. So yeah. I'm very grateful for that. Yeah. And I can bend to a point, but not like a functioning normal knee.
Yeah. So how could we help you? What image could we hold for you that we could all do to help you?
You know, I don't know, but I do want to say that when we started, the thing that came to me when you were talking about bringing in animals is when I was very little, we had chickens on the farm, and even those chickens came in, and I had a feeling of them pecking at my joints and taking away what's not needed.
You know, perfect.
I thought, my God, I haven't thought of those chickens. I mean, I think by the time I was five, the chickens were gone. So it's just a very vague memory of having chickens. And I thought, oh, God bless them for coming for so long ago. I like that idea about just like you're saying about kind of assigning an animal to my different parts. And I know at one point too, some years ago, I had some appreciation for where one day I looked in the mirror and looked at my hands and went, the first thought was, oh my God, they're really ugly. And then the thought came was, these hands or no hands. And I said, thank you. I will take these hands and I will love them because they're here. Yeah. And this is what I have, but you know, so I'm grateful that I still have hands and they're not fully functional, but I take care of myself. So it's okay.
And can you use, what I found, I remember years ago, many years ago, I did a session on the mother, she was in her 80s, of Cecilia Wendler. And she used to be a pianist. And she had, of course, as a pianist, beautiful hands. And now her hands were very gnarled and, not what she was used to. So, and she wanted me to work on her hands. So I took a silk scarf, and I gave her a choice of different colors. I had like three different scarves with me. And I gave her a choice of a color. And I put the scarf over her hand, and I worked on her hands through the scarf. And she talked about it for years. And I recommend, I don't know, it might be fun to ask your hands, just, I don't know, make some kind of really interesting I wish I was a seamstress. I'd sew you something that would hook onto here and come flow over your hands. But you could imagine it, mm-hmm. actually. Imagine it. But something, when you do tea touch on yourself, like, can you use the side of your hand like this?
Yes, yes.
And can you use the the fluttery bird side or the inchworm, which is it? Or is it in between?
I can use the side of my hand just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The banana flood.
Yes.
So I really recommend that when you do it, you find something that when you're going to work on your other hand, you put something over your hand and work on it.
Okay.
But find something that's a really cool color that you really like.
Okay.
And then start imagining that this, and I don't know, what, I can't think of the bird. What's the little bird that
had
the hummingbird? That it's a hummingbird helping this side of your hand, and bring in the animals.
Okay. Yeah.
To work on your hand and think, what animal would you like that to be?
Yeah. Definitely. Thank you so much.
And call in the chickens.
Yeah, I'm calling the chickens in.
See if you can get a name of a couple of them, because they want to be there with you.
Okay. Okay. Now I have this thought that, I'm still a meat eater, but there's certain things that I don't eat. It's like I stopped eating any pork because the pigs came to me in a dream, and I was petting them, and I promised them that I would never eat them again. So that was like 30 some years ago. And I keep calling in the animals and going, now, if you don't want me to eat you, just come in my dream and tell me. So now I'm wondering, do I stop eating chicken?
Ask them.
I'll call on them and see what they say.
Great. Thank you. Anybody else? Pat, Hennessy, I haven't heard from you. Or Kathleen Murray, Joy. It's such a treasure to be able to share like this and to support each other. Cindy, are you, Cindy Ketchba, are you writing in the Facebook? Have you gotten on the Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook. And I write in Facebook.
Because it's just been so great. And Beth, how about you?
I haven't been to Facebook very much lately just because I haven't felt well. But I do have a Facebook account, and I have just not.
Well, I just wondered in the I always have trouble. I think it's TT4U with body wisdom. I'm not even sure. Do you know, Cindy, exactly which one it is? Because we've had some really inspiring, wonderful, inspiring stories. And I think when you're not feeling well, it's helpful too.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head. One thing that I would like to recommend, I have complex regional pain syndrome, which is I have pain way beyond health issues or pain way beyond the original injury and tremors and stuff like that. And I worked in IT for over 21 years, and I got this program called Dragon software. That's really awesome, and that might be something helpful for some of these people that want to do some like journaling, but they can't type a lot, because what it does is it converts your speak into text.
Yeah, absolutely.
Your computer and I'm doing my Healing Touch certification, fourth level. I'm an apprentice, and I have to do 100 documented sessions and 7 book reports and 10 different modalities and stuff like that. So it's been a godsend. And I got it off of Amazon for $50 and put it on my laptop, and you just talk and it turns your speech into text, and it's really awesome. So for the lady that has arthritic hands, that might be something that she would like to look into.
Janice, aren't you using dictation?
No, I'm not, and I'm thinking I really need that for work.
Oh my God, it makes a huge. Do you have a Mac or a PC?
I have a PC for my home use, and but I have to go through the ropes of getting it okayed at work.
Yeah, I don't know about PCs. On the Mac, it's part of it. I just press twice my command, and then I can dictate. But you also have it on your smartphones. I mean, that's where I write almost everything. You just dictate. You have to watch every word because the computer's better than the phone about not putting other words in it. So,
and I got it at work first, and it didn't work really well with the programs that I was using there. And it was like $300 for the professional version, but this one I found that I got off of Amazon is really accurate, and what's nice about it is it kind of tailors to your own speech patterns and stuff. So you can get how you talk also. So
super. That's
something that I would recommend.
Oh yeah. I just think it makes such a difference to have some sort of dictation. Yikes. I've got to start using my more, although now I'm using my left hand because it's good for it to use, but good. Anybody else have any thoughts, any questions? That's why we stay on. Joy, am I going to see you in the UK when I'm there? Don't know if you're still there. You're muted, so. Jewel, are you trying to get talk to me?
Yes, I just unmuted myself.
Oh, good. Hi. Hi.
I just put the name of the private Facebook page on the chat.
Thank you.
It is T-Touch for you, and that's the numeral 4, one letter U, body wisdom, all run together, all all capitalized. Yeah, so for anybody who's not there, there's only 56 members, but I haven't been on there lately, but I do have some things I'd like to share after this session. I've really gotten a lot out of this session and the post session.
Beautiful. Thank you. And it's so helpful to share those. And I really appreciate it. And what I didn't ask this time, and I'm going to ask all of you who are still on, and I want to ask the next time, if there's anything in the way that we're doing this that you would like to be different, we're here for you. And we're you know, it's so interesting. In our other programs, the 90-day and the 6-month, we really planned it. And what I really got with this time that we have together is that I listen and we pick what the universe hands us. You know, it's like the mothers the last time. It was so clear. And this time, Eleanor was working with this baby orang, and then we started this whole conversation because of this forward position that Roland's got getting that's really defining him. And I thought it was just invaluable. So each time we see what comes up, what does a person have, and then we follow that. So thank you. And any suggestions, anything you need, let us know. And I'll be sure to get on, Jewel, when you write there and read it, because for a while, oh man, during my accident, I couldn't get on Facebook anymore. It was unbelievable. I couldn't even open it. I just had to stay with what was happening. And it was so funny because on the cruise, we paid extra money to have enough to, you know, internet to easily get on Facebook. And I did nothing except take care of my arm and just enjoy and relax. And that was invaluable. Thank you all. Pat, any last, I'll just give you another chance in case you have something you'd like to ask, say. Really appreciate your feedback.
I don't know if you can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't get off mute a while ago.
You did it.
Oh, no, I have all kinds of back injuries, so I've used this on me, on myself all the time. It's just invaluable, and, you know, I picked up a lot of it even in our class way back when I took your classes way back when, but I did have one story. I'm not on Facebook, so I could send it to Sandy, but my mom had a bilateral aortic bypass back in 2006, and we were talking before about the looking at the monitors and stuff. And so I tell this story a lot when I teach my classes to let people know this, you know, you can see this for real, and I had a personal experience. And I tell people, you know, she was, when you're waiting for your, with your loved one, before they go into surgery, you're standing there talking to them, and I was doing the T-touch. I could see on the monitors that her blood pressure would come down and her oxygen saturation would go up. And I say, well, if people that don't believe might say, oh, well, you know, it's just your loved one, you know, you're just touching them and it's making them feel better. And I say, okay, you might believe that, but then when she came out and she was in ICU and she was not conscious, I sat quietly with her. I did not speak, so she didn't know it was me, and I did the T-touches on her, and once again, you could see it on the monitors. It would lower her blood pressure, and it would increase her oxygen saturation levels when she didn't know it was even me. So it is so powerful. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. It is so powerful.
Holy mackerel. I never thought about measuring the oxygen saturation. That's huge, because all we've been doing is measuring, you know, blood pressure.
She was a heavy smoker, so you could, you know, that was one of the, you know, she had a lower oxygen sat level, but
wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, she, before her bypass, she would shuffle along with her feet, just shuffle. And so one time I said, just sit down for a second. And I did python lifts on her legs, and I did the turtles on her knees. And then I said, let me just touch you. And she got up to go to the bathroom, and she walked normally. She was not shuffling her feet. And that was prior to her bypass. So, and obviously if she needed a bypass, you know how closed off her circulation was. It was amazing work. I mean, I've seen it for so long. I'm a true believer. I mean, it's amazing work.
Holy
I adore you for it. It's changed my life tremendously, I can tell you.
Pat, could you take the time to write those things? Because that's just invaluable for people.
Yeah, I'll write that up. I'll send it out to you and Sandy. I'm not on Facebook, but I'll send that out.
Well, just know you don't have to be. If you don't want to be on Facebook, send it to one of us and we'll get it on there.
Yeah, it's so powerful. Yeah. I mean, it's so powerful.
And I would love, if that would be okay, I'd love to also post that in the community, because we have so many of our practitioners who don't dare to do T-touch on themselves or their families because they think they don't know enough. You know, as you know, you just from what you learned. I mean, we've had so many people over the years come to one training. I mean, I remember one story, one dog training. And this young woman was in the training, had a neighbor with a six-year-old child who was having major tantrums in school in the sixth grade and was really in trouble with her teacher. And her mother asked her if she could do any of this animal work on her. And she did two or three like short sessions. And the teacher called to ask the mother what they were doing differently at home because the child completely changed. And she knew nothing. What you learn from one dog class about T-touch for humans, in those days it was even less than we know now. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. And we need to spread this stuff because, wow, do people need self-help? I'm just shocked at what some of my friends are running into medically.
Yeah, I graduated from your class back in, was it 02?
Yeah, before, a long time ago.
yeah. And as I said, I just, you know, and it was 06 when my mom went through that, and I just said, oh, let me touch you. I mean, she didn't really understand exactly what I did, but I said, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter.
Fantastic. Great. Amy, how are you doing? Maybe, are you still here? Jewel, are you trying to get on again?
Yeah, I was just...
Oh, great.
Yeah. No, I just wanted to say, if you get over that fear of sharing T-Touch, and I think maybe sometimes when people are really new, they're willing to experiment more. I, in fact, shared something that I'll put on the group a while back with Sandy that happened before I knew T-Touch, and it involves the oxygen level with someone that I cared about. That was part of how I knew T-Touch worked.
Uh-huh.
So I'll put that on the group too.
Yes, because this is part of my answer to why T-Touch is taking away the pain. Because that's fantastic. I didn't know you could measure it. We need measurable things. And yep. To, oh gosh, wow. Pat, do you by any chance remember the oxygen levels that your mother was running at as a smoker?
I don't.
It's so interesting, isn't it?
It was a long time. It was a long time ago, so I'll have to think about that. I know she was, she was amazing. On the day of her passing, she was actually down to like a 33% level, and she sat up on her elbow and said something to us, and then she laid down and passed. It was amazing.
But
at that time, I'd have to think about that, probably in the 70s or 60s or 70s or something. It
was, whoa. Yeah.
Not sure. And
Beth, this would be interesting for you. Do you have something? Do you have one of those little finger things that measures your oxygen level?
I don't have one. I used to, and I guess I've lost it. But at least when I'm in the doctor's office, my oxygen is usually about 98.
Oh, holy mackerel.
My blood pressure is bouncing, but my oxygen seems to be staying up. I had a thought I would like to share. As you were talking about the mouth T-touches and fear, I was talking a couple of days ago with a guy who helps me. I also tend turtles. And he was helping take care of a turtle tank. He was telling me about his two-year-old grandson who was being a wild child. And I said, well, part of that is what they call the terrible twos. But I started thinking, this child, there was a difficult birth. And then he just had a baby sister who was also a preemie. And baby sister and mommy then are at the hospital for an extended time. And the toddler, you know, was kind of left without mommy, even though she's coming and going. And I started, and so my conversation with him was about fear. And it hadn't occurred to me. I don't know whether he would listen to talk a little bit about mouth T-touches on this child. Because I said, you know, our bodies and our minds and our spirits, or maybe not our spirits, but our bodies and our minds hold on to fear.
Absolutely.
And find some ways to release that fear. And I don't know whether T-Touch would be something to recommend to somebody who probably poo-poos all the weird stuff that I do, but worst you could say is no, or you're an old fool, you know, big deal. So,
or the worst he could say is, how about you doing it?
Well, I don't know the child. You know, this is just the grandfather that I know.
Yeah.
But I had the thought as you were talking, you know, as you were doing the mouth touches, and I thought about that child.
Well, the thing is, what might help him, what would be interesting, I mean, you know, the, what do you call these things that kids suck on? Pacifier.
Right.
It'd be interesting because at least that would give him, could calm him. And having the father do something on him without... You know, without having an interest, it wouldn't be gentle necessarily. because he's going to be afraid. Yeah. And but that is something to think about. You know, this pacifying, this thumb sucking is a way of self-soothing.
Mm-hmm.
And at least it would give him something to hang on to. Because, oh my God, can you, I mean, first of all, it's such a trauma for some children when another child comes along, especially at that interval. It's a, you know, it's life-threatening.
If the second child is ill, then parents are not there.
I mean, no. Right?
I'm the elder, and I had a dying baby brother. And yeah, somewhere inside me, I remember that. You know, my mind may not, but somewhere inside me, I remember that.
Absolutely. And it could be your heart.
That's why my intuition went immediately to that with this child.
Yeah.
So many nice thoughts today. Thank you.
So I'm just thinking, I have a thought for you. You might ask yourself if you might take another walk in the forest. But you said you missed it, right?
I did.
So when you go in the forest, just throw it out there and ask did your brother die?
No.
Nice. So with you.
Well, he doesn't speak to me, but he's alive. That's another thing.
Yes, but you might just consider asking his higher self if himself as that baby when you were that age would like to walk with you in the forest.
Mm.
Because that's a big trauma. No.
Thank you. I love that.
You could do that. You could, from your child and to him at that child, you can connect at that level. And call your angels around you and, you know, call in your animals, call in those angels and connect spirit to spirit what you were feeling when he was dreamy and barely going to make it. Might be helpful.
Thank you. That I have searched for many years to find a way that we could connect, and we haven't been able to, I mean, other than at least my spiritual efforts. And this sounds perfect. Thank you.
Yep. Connect at that level. And that will help to fill your heart. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
And call me. I just get, I mean, I have such a pleasure from us going out into that forest. The forest is just waiting for us, and we're just waiting for that. We don't have the opportunity to, we don't have those quiet places to go. Most people don't have anymore, or the time to do it. So we can go there anytime. That's the beauty. Janice, I saw your hand up again. No, okay, no. Lovely. Amy, are you with us still?
I am. I have the strangest thing. My internet has dropped 14 times in the past 2 hours.
Your what?
My internet has dropped 14 times in the past 2 hours. Oh. So if I cut out, I'll be waiting for the little cycling thing to get me back in. I don't know why. I have a problem with my ear, and I was wondering, I'm watching you do all the ERT touches, you know, when you work with the horses, do you rotate the entire ear on the head? I've done T-touches on the SCM. I've done ear slides. I've worked around the head with the ear, which I like. But I was wondering, do you actually like rotate the whole cartilaginous?
You're talking about on yourself, right?
Yeah, I was like, I feel like I've got water stuck in my ear. I've also had multiple concussions and a little bit of ear canals, and I used to get water trapped in my ear.
Well, so, first of all, I mean, God, what did I do for it? I finally got help with laser because I had whatever you call it, a station tube infection. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to a homeopathic doctor. He gave me every kind of pill you could imagine. It did nothing. Then I went, God, what helped? I had two laser sessions and three acupuncture sessions, which I would definitely recommend because it should help. And then the gently, like, taking the ear. See, I've got my folded finger like this, but thumb behind, folded finger. Gently circle the ear and do a little slide and a very, very gentle pull, like a stretch. And then go into that little valley of the ear and circle and do the little stretch. Now, the point is, this might just help to open it a little, but, and have you been putting the beamer on it?
Oh, yeah.
At what level?
2. I'm very sensitive towards.
But wait, are you talking about the program the or the?
The spot.
The intensity. Oh, the spot?
I can use the B-sit and the B-body at level 3. I can do it 3-4 times for circulation. I mean, I've done it long enough. But for the spot, I do level 2.
What about the program?
I've done level 1 in program 1 before.
Good. So I would do it. But I would put the pad over your head and on a 1 over your head. So you get both ears. But have you done acupuncture? And I mean, I'm not even sure I have it. I think I have it, but I'm not certain. It's been a long process. Your internet's frozen again. I had ozone treatment done and it was so painful. That's what made me realize I still had a problem that I had to deal with. Oh, we lost your internet again. Bummer. Yeah, boy, those I've sure had great laser, great acupuncture. Helped a lot, but it's back, so I've got to do something again. Looks like we've lost you. Well, it's been great with you all. Amy's back. But I think what I'll do is, let's just see who knows if she'll be able to come back here. I just enjoy being with you all. And
I'm back.
Have you done laser and acupuncture?
Not acupuncture in my ear. The PT who comes has a laser.
Boy, I would definitely add acupuncture into that.
Do you ever, when you do work on the horses, do you rotate the whole cartilage and then the slide too?
Yes. Yeah.
That always looks like that feels so good to the horses.
Well, yeah, and the same thing with you. If you just move it gently in various directions, but. I'm glad I've had that problem because I know what an issue it is to, I went to what were supposedly be the best, you know. I know that the acupuncture and laser really helped a lot. And you need some help. You need some help with it.
Thank you. One quickie question while you're on the Zoom before they shut it. It shuts me out in case. Are you really coming back to Rockville in September?
Yes. I am. Good. 22nd. Yes. I'm coming on the 22nd for 5 days. Yeah, I'm on my way to Europe and I wasn't going to travel in the fall. I was going to stay home, but I'm already got these courses that I do every year in Europe and I love doing Rockville. So it's a, you know, it's a great course. So we're set up for it. September 22nd, Tuesday, it starts.
I'll be there.
Okay. Good.
Thank you for the ear. Do you actually go into the well of the ear?
you in that little valley of the ear. Now you were in the, go back in the Facebook on heaven and look at the ear, because we have those beautiful drawings, and you'll see where, see what I don't know in the drawings, it doesn't show. Yes, it does. There's one that shows the eustachian tubes. And I mean, besides the acupuncture and, you know, the laser, I would look at that drawing again, and then I would find some imagination, ask some animal, some, you know, something that draws you to go in, and you're going to have to talk to that bacteria. I said this to you. I realize it's what I have to do to myself. I have to address that in another way. I haven't been addressing it with mind tea touch at all. Well, why not?
I've also had a lot of head injuries, and I wonder if something's pulling a little bit, or there's a teeny bit of fascia or a covering around the, I'm not sure how to say what's in my head, nerve ligament or something, where it's just a teeny bit off, and it's like a sweater. All you have to do is give it a little pull, and it affects everything.
Yeah, well,
I'm not just gently, really sure what it is.
But follow that and just really gently move that ear, circle, a little stretch, a little move in different directions, and talk to that. You know, is it an infection that you have?
No.
Oh, what is it? You don't hear well, or it hurts?
Oh, I hear well. It hurts.
And what you must have been to an ear doctor, right?
Oh, yeah, they love my hearing.
Yeah, but no, but I mean, what do they say causes that hurt?
I don't know.
Okay, so I would work all around there, just like we were, like all around the jaw and the ear. Just like you were saying, you know, on those different areas, and go on a journey, talk to it. What can you learn? Talk to that, because, you know, otherwise you're ticked off at yourself. The thing doesn't work, right? We have to change our attitude. Blast it. That doesn't work. So go in and smile and laugh and say, hey, what can we do together? How can I take care of this beautiful, this body that I have? No? Change that attitude. I'm hoping with this, what I finally, you know, really clarified, this vessel that holds all these cells. Good this boy. Is a precious vessel, but we don't see it that way when it doesn't work, man. But we are lucky to be in the planet, and we're lucky to be together in a group who recognize the intelligence of our bodies. Let's start, you know, forgiving ourselves, because like Janice said, oh man, that's a big one, right? That's the hardest thing to do, is forgive ourselves, I think. And then just go in and start being curious, explore it. Now, maybe swim. Imagine swimming in there and seeing what the cells tell you. Like,
I like that.
Turn yourself into a dolphin and swim in there. And then, you know, just imagine if you're a conscious dolphin going in to find out how you can help that pain. And think about, yeah, that oxygen. Maybe that gentle movement. And just gentle movement, maybe you can increase the oxygen there to release the pain.
I think it has to do, I appreciate what you said. In listening to you, I also was multitasking a little bit, and I automatically started talking to myself. And I think it has to do with some of the concussions. And I have two people coming in the next, one person comes on Wednesdays and the other person comes in 2 weeks. And I think between them, I'll tell them what I'm feeling. I think it, there's something that needs to be opened up or released or soothed or unstuck. And it's sort of twisted holding on. Thank you for helping me figure this out.
Good, because it can be, I know some of the issues you, I mean, I've heard from you some of the issues you're dealing with. Right?
Yeah.
So let's just look at you. Forget all this other stuff. You know, and call in some guides to support you. And know that you can go into this vessel and be protected in that vessel. And it could easily be the concussions. And then what have you got to learn from it? That's the interesting thing. And what I think we have to learn from it, what I learned from mine is, wow, when I get in touch with this, whatever it is, it just really upped my awareness of the preciousness that we have. You know, like Jana says, you have your hands. I have a picture of this wonderful man. Well, I don't want to tell you that. He lost his hands by a mistake from the doctors. And he was still grateful that he had what he had. Man, that takes courage. So let's support each other in our courage and ask our animals to come in. Janice, didn't you have a really favorite cat that I remember from years back in your barn? Didn't you have barn cats?
I had many barn cats, and I think of them. I they're so special, still so special to me. I hold them in my heart.
Yeah, well, call them in. They want to come in with you. They want to be there by name, some of them. I mean, they just came to me. I was like that, like, what? Oh, all right. I saw somebody or a couple of them. There's more than one.
There's, oh, my cat Catcher. I just feel her in my heart right now.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I just saw it. I mean, it's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And Beth, who's with you? I'm really interested to find out who you call in, who comes to you. We'll see.
First, but I have, there are so many animals that I love. I'm surrounded with animals that I love. And, but Lily always comes first. Lily and I've been together more than one lifetime.
Okay, so Lily, you know, do you have a picture of her?
Oh, yes.
So do you have pictures in your, with you around your house?
I do. I have pictures of Lily and Baron and some of the others and the turtles.
Great.
A 52-year-old turtle who lives in my living room.
Oh my God. Does Jewel know that? She's a turtle woman.
I didn't know we had another turtle person.
Wonderful. Oh yes, absolutely. She's gone to bed now, but yes, she's a turtle person. She's rescued lots of turtles. You know, she helps them to release them. And plus, in the physical and also, I mean, just in the spiritual. Yeah. Turtles. Well, I love you all. I so appreciate our time together. It's just been really precious.
Thank you so much. It is a precious time.
Till the next time.
Aloha.
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 Hey, Amy, I'm interested to see what your vessel is. Will you write to me and describe your vessel? Your holder, what's holding your soul? What's that beautiful vessel around you that we did in the woods? Maybe you didn't quite get that. What I'd like you to see, what would make you, what could you hold this beautiful collection of divine cells in that would give you great pleasure and protection.
You were talking about the bubble of light, encapsulating the bubble of light.
Oh, well, not the bubble of light. Actually, so, oops.
My computer has been... It says internet connection is unstable. At least it admits it.
I was talking about the bubble of light. But what I maybe he wasn't clear enough. So we're going to do some more next time. It was so clear to me. I imagine around putting our bodies out in front of us and then doing some tea touches, seeing the light there, where there's light, where it's dim, where there's an issue, and then going to your own body and working on that from a distance. And then imagine if you could have a vessel, it's a something to hold you that would be your outer shell, because this body is a container for our soul. So what would you like that to look like if it had form? And mine was really clear. It's like a tall planter with cobalt blue, and it's just got sparkles in it, and it's kind of has this light thing. So it's really that light has a signal. The lights that come off my cobalt blue has a signal to remind people of their connection to divine spirit and to oneness. And it's in the sparkles. But the cobalt blue, the blue color, whatever you color yours makes a difference. The blue is for conversation. It's for connection. And it still gives me these boundaries. We all need our boundaries. And that bubble of light is one of the boundaries, but we can have our very own that we make up. Take a look at your vessels. I can see we have to do more because I wasn't, you know, I thought it was so clear what I was seeing. Till the next time. Aloha. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all.